Okay, let's see where we're heading this week. We were discussing bore. Digging a hole. Classic example of bore, digging a hole. Somebody falls in it. You're going to be tied for damages. Because there's a cost of your potter on any kalim which get broken. But human damage, you're going to be tied.
And
by him. Last week we discussed removing the chair behind somebody as a prank, not a very good prank, can cause serious medical injury. I want to know whether you're chayv or not, and we came to the conclusion, the machlokus, whether that's called bo, and therefore you're chayv, because you physically damaged somebody, or is that called grom? Why grom? Because we had a case of the Gemara. You threw off someone's vase, and it wasn't going to smash, it was going to land on top of the cushion, and then it was removed, the cushion, and it got smashed. We said the one who removed the cushion was potter, and the discussion was, it's potter because it's bar, and bar's potter on Galen. Was it that, no, it's only grom, mach locus, and then the day we found between the posts. This week, let's discuss the din Torah like this. We have a building, and the building, there's members of the building. And as usual, not necessarily all the members get along with each other. One of the neighbors is particularly upset with the upkeep of the building. So he decides not to pay Vada Bais. He hasn't paid Vada Bais for the last 12 years. We have now a new member of the building who now has taken over the control of the Vada Bais, and he looks at the records and he says, this is ridiculous. This guy's been living here for 12 years and he hasn't paid Vada Bais. We're going to do something about it. What did he decide to do? They had a meeting and they voted in order to put up a electric gate in front of the parking lot. Okay? So they installed electric gates in the parking lot. And everybody has their own shalat, own remote control to open the gate.
Anyone who pays by the way.
They gave out all the remote controls to everyone besides Reuven, who hasn't paid his Vada Bais for 12 years. This is the way, incentive way. You don't have to go to Britain, or that's too long. Let's incentivize their situation. We'll make an electric gate, and we don't give him the shalat, we don't give him the remote control. That way, he's got for sure going to pay the Vada Bais.
Is it for cars or for people?
It's a gate for cars. Yeah. The parking lot. So Reuven is very upset. They not look after the building. They block me in or block me out. I can't get in and out. But he insists he's not going to change his ways. So what does he do? He waits in his car until somebody comes in to the parking lot, and that way he zips out, catches the electric
every
eye.
Time he does this?
Yes, catches the electric eye, and that way he gets out. Okay. Right. So
that works for a couple of days.
That's very good. That's how he gets in and out of the Chania. Now the problem is, what happened once? What happened once is that the way it works is that the gate opens inwards.
Oh, it's not an up and down.
It's not an up and down. Is it in and out?
Yes.
Okay. And the idea is you catch the electric eye, and then it's open. Now the problem is, if you're inside the parking lot and you catch the electric eye, it's going to come in
towards you,
and you have to quickly back out in order back in order the gate can open, and then you can go out. Yeah. So Reuven,
that's how it works, that they have to back up every time they're electrifying. Oh, because the shalat opens the floor.
Yes, that's the shalat. Okay. Yes, the lecture. If you're using the lecture eye method, that's what he has to do. Okay. Yeah. Now Reuven doesn't have the up to advanced states of car. He has one of his old banners. And one time the car stalls as he's doing this, and the gate starts to open. And he's managed to move back a little bit, and he's no longer in front of the electric eye. Yeah? Well, he's in front of the electric eye, and managed to open it. And now he's backing up, but he's stalled. And he hasn't gone back far enough to get out of the way of the electric gate. So what happens? The electric gate comes, and now it reaches the car, and it continues pushing and pushing. Smash!
Oh, it's not sensitive to touch.
No, it's not sensitive to touch, and the whole gate smashes, cuts into two.
Gate smashes.
What about the car?
And the car's got a dent in it. Yes?
Okay.
Now
he takes them to Basin.
Now he takes them to Basin.
He takes them.
Reuven takes them. You ruined my car! You didn't give me a remote control. Because of you, I wasn't able to get out. And your gate broke my car. You dented my car. The Vadbas, now we're here, let's open up the whole. You owe us mother buys for the last 12 years. And you broke the gate. You broke the gate. Okay. So, how do we look at this case? Who has to pay who? What's the halakhah? And what exactly happens over here?
I think that he's concluded to pay the vada buys for 12 years. He's not concluded to pay for the gate, and not, they're not concluded to pay for the car.
Okay. Any reasoning behind it? So
yes. He's not mechuyev to pay for the gate because technically he can go and rip down the gate. They have no right to block his passageway. Somebody puts a gate in front of my house, I can just take it apart. I don't have to pay for the damages. Then I'm mechuyev for the car because it was his fault that he put a car there and it stalled. And about a bite is chayev because he's chayev and about a bite. So.
Anyone's got any different reasoning before we open the case?
Yeah, they have to pay for the car and they have to pay 12 years work. They have to pay for the debt to the car because they've got a faulty system. They put it, it could have been anybody. In fact, it was somebody who lives there is irrelevant.
They don't need to pay
could
for
it. Could have been a guest, could have been anybody.
It's not a faulty system.
When
the building agrees and the part of the part of the rules of the agreement.
Hold on. Firstly, who's the electric eye made for?
The people
coming in or the people going out?
Everyone who goes.
No. The electric eye is designed so that the car goes in front of as you're coming in and you press the remote control, it opens up. If you're still going in, so it won't close. The electric eye keeps the gates open. Yeah, so therefore, as you're moving in, so therefore it won't close on you as you're going in. It's not meant for the people going out, and if it's for people going out, well, the way it works is that once the gate's open, then they go out, it won't close if they're in the way. Yeah, but it's not used, the electric eye is not used in order to open the gate. What's used to open the gate is used to keep open the gates, not to open the gates. He's using the electric eye to able to open the gates. That's not what the electric eye is meant for. It's not a faulty system. If you use it properly, the system, then you know they're going to have this problem.
What about a guest? They don't know.
So they get a shalat. They don't wait.
They don't know.
Pretend parking.
You get your guests of somebody. What happens when you're guests of these people? The person who's about the boss will come down and press the remote control to open it for you. You don't use your car as a way of working the electric eye to open the gates. Yes. It's not used to open gates, it's used to keep the gates open. Yeah. Okay. So it's not a faulty system. That's your claim out. Now let's talk about your claim. Did they have a right to put the gate up in the first place?
Absolutely.
Absolutely, correct.
Why?
Because
they all voted on it.
They had a Vada Bas meeting.
You can't block me out.
They had a Vada Bas meeting.
So what?
So you have to follow the rules of the majority.
No, I don't. It's my apartment. You can't lock me out.
You can lock me out.
The owner of a building.
Now, I go to...
So you have to allow...
When we learn the halachas of Vada Bas, which we'll have a few shirim on that.
Oh, boy.
That should be a very active shirim. But when we get there, in this... If one of the rules is if the minhag of that area is it's acceptable to have a gate on your parking place, you know, the next building has it, he has, the other building has it, then a rove of the building can enforce the decision to have such a system
okay,
installed.
Okay, you cannot give me a shalat.
Or you have to pay for it.
I'll pay for the shalat.
Yeah.
So pay 12 years then.
Not for the shalat. That's a separate call.
Okay. Now, yeah, maybe they're wrong not giving him the shalat, but now I have to decide the damage. What exactly, how did this gate get broken?
He misused it.
How did the gate get broken?
It got activated by his car. Well,
what happened? What exactly was happening again? Just speak it out. Speak out in your English words. What happened?
Who activated it? Him or someone else coming in?
It was opening, and he went in front of the electric eye to open it again.
Oh, so someone else had pressed
the shalat. Originally, but then it was closing, and then he went in front of the electric eye in order to open it again, and then... But tell me in English what exactly happened.
He misused it.
No, I don't want the definitions. What was the story?
He opened the gate.
What happened? His car was moving stationary. What was happening?
His car was moving towards the gate to open it.
He caused it to open.
He caused it to open. Fine. So then what happens to the car?
You could say his car was a war. His car was a war.
It's stalled. What does the stalled mean? Stationary. Okay, stationary. And now the gate is moving towards his car. And what happens?
It breaks.
Yeah. Fine. So... what does that sound like?
So his car is a bore breaking the gate.
His car is a bar breaking the gate.
That's what it sounds like.
His car is
a bar breaking a gate. Yes? If his car is a bar, like a bar, one of the zombies is a bar, and the Gemara is putting a stone down. So his car is a stone. It's like a bar. Yeah? That stone, his car is breaking the gate. What's the gate?
Hunter, Caleb.
Gate is Caleb. So therefore, he tithes and based him. My car, I'm breaking the gate. My car is a bar. Bar is put on cable. I don't have to pay for the gate. I bought the car's a bar.
His car's a bar, how can we pay for the damage to the bar?
But the Torah says, the car? Bar for no cable. Because there is a cost.
Why not?
How can he claim this?
Yeah, the car also carcass
bottom.
When we get to the stadium, we'll talk about leaks from the roof. And we'll talk about
it's not a bar, but just a rabbit.
Yeah, but what's the whatever it is, it's a bar.
It's
a yeah, a bar at worst is a bar.
You're more 5 inches around than you are now.
So,
stages would be less high.
Right.
It's koshke is not 5.
Now, my first question to you. Is it a bar? Yeah. Or is it not exactly the same as a bar?
Well, according to Chazon Ish, it's not a bar.
Is it a bar or is it not exactly like a bar?
Sure. Good.
You're talking about not like the Chazon Ish?
No, it has nothing to do with the Chazon Ish.
Nothing to do with the Chazon Ish.
Why is it a bar?
What?
Why is it a bar?
Because
it's stationary and something is getting damaged by going
what
into it.
What defines a bar? That's why I'm asking you. We want to define a bar.
All right, we're just asking the ground. You have to change the ground. We said machlokas, you have to change the ground.
Okay, but you've done such, you've definitely changed.
You have to change the ground because the car is on top of the ground.
Don't wait, the Gemara says a knife is a bar. The Gemara says a stone is a bar. Cars are going to be a bar. Yeah. What exactly is the definition of the bar that we can see whether the car fits in this scenario to a bar? What is the definition of a bar?
That it's stationary and something else comes into it and gets down.
Okay. So if the definition is stationary and something else comes into it, have we got that here?
Yes.
Okay. What other factor do you have in bar which we don't necessarily have over here?
Just a rabbit?
No. Just imagine the scenario of a passage, bar hole, and then a person pulls it. Yeah, and you have to pay because he pulls it.
Here the bore caused the thing to come. I don't know if it's relevant. The bore caused the gate to come into it. So if you pull someone into your bore,
it's even worse.
It's worse.
Done from the very beginning, isn't it?
It's like you put a magnet in your board. Gravity.
Let me give you a clue.
Should be something that potentially damage a person or an animal.
Let me give you a clue. How does a person or a china vase get damaged in a bomb? How does it break? How does a person or china vase get falls in? How does it break?
From the gravity.
The
what breaks it?
From the force of gravity.
Gravity, its own weight, heaviness, or gravity. What does the ball actually do? Does it? Is it active or passive?
Passive.
Is it active or passive?
Passive.
Passive. Okay. Yeah. So the question over here is: the car an active element over here, or passive element? And do we need that? It's definitely. No, the car stalls. He's not in control of it at all. He can't do anything to the car. At this moment in time, he can't do anything. Yeah, if he gets out of bushes, his still would break, because the time he pushes it, it's still broken by him. Yeah? The question is, we've got two factors in the bar. We've got a bar which is, it's not moving, and we've got a bar which is, it's not involved in actually the breakage. You're breaking yourself on the bar. Yeah? Okay. So, do we need two factors? And do we have both factors by the case of our case of the car?
Well, at the moment of impact, it's passive. Before that, you might say it was active.
Right, it caused the gate to come.
So I don't know, is it the moment of impact that counts, or...
How does it break? Even that moment of impact, how's it breaking?
The door is, the gate is going into it. Oh, how is the gate breaking?
How's the gate breaking?
From the force of the impact.
Not force of impact, no. Impact didn't break it.
The electric motor is
breaking. It went like this. It was a soft touch.
It's the electric motor that's breaking.
It's a very soft touch. So how's it breaking now?
The electric motor is impact. The electric motor is pushing it more and more.
And what's pushing backwards?
The car.
So the car's pushing. The electric motor is pushing. Together, they're pushing, because they're opposite pushings. It breaks.
The
yes?
car's not pushing.
What do you mean? Because
it's just
pushing.
Standing there.
Yep.
Newton's second law, it's pushing backwards.
You push on it, it pushes back.
Yeah. Why is it not pushing backwards?
Everything you push, it's pushing back.
Resistance.
Yes. If I push a brick wall, the brick wall's not pushing
yes,
back.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. That's why there's physics. Why is there heat?
But every bore is that case. Every bore, you put a rock down.
No, what's the bore? What's the bore? Is that my own impacts, even if you don't push back, will break me.
So even if the car doesn't push back, it's going to break.
No, it wouldn't break. It wouldn't push back.
What exactly broke it?
The gate broke because it was pushing the gate and the car, and the car was pushing it.
So what broke? What, the motor broke? Or
no,
what?
The whole stick. The whole gate snapped into two. Not the motor.
It snapped into two because the motor of the gate is pushing it against the stationary object.
And the stationary object is pushing back.
No, the stationary doesn't have to push back.
It does.
Even if it doesn't push back, it will still break.
Can't be.
Why?
Because if it doesn't push back, then it would go through it.
The car would move. The car would move.
So
it wouldn't go through.
It's pushing back. You can't see it moving. It's pushing back.
Okay.
It wasn't pushing back, otherwise it would move.
It has
it wasn't
a mass.
Pushing back, it would move.
Why?
Because it would be pushed out of the way. If I come with you,
there's friction preventing it from going anywhere.
But you're exerting a force, otherwise it would move.
Why would it move?
Okay, well, how does physics discussion on
it? If I push the table,
because of its potential energy, because of its mass, it has a tremendous amount of potential energy.
It's not going to move, no matter how much
it pushes back against the kinetic of the
thing. There's a floor under it.
It's inversely proportional to the mass. The car is heavier than the motor.
Okay, I'm enjoying this.
Of course it can break. If it's made of balsa wood, it's not very strong.
Right, then it would push it back.
Okay.
Otherwise,
I'm clearly lacking something in physics here.
So in the bar, we have...
It must be. Otherwise,
it's stationary, and it's not involved in actual damage itself. You're damaging it yourself on the bar. Here, we don't have both
effects.
What if it was a
knife?
Every force has an equal opposite.
I fix it up, and he falls on the car.
That's the case. As you see, you didn't learn physics.
I didn't learn physics.
No. Very good. You were the thing
question.
Okay. Okay. So the Gemara. So which is the important factor of the bar? Look, if you need both, you don't necessarily have both by the case of the car, the gates. So look up first, Mara Mopi. The Gemara involved Amat Aleph and Baba Kama says, Avinu the Sakai Masoi Shanika Barosha Gan. You have a knife on the roof. Venofa Baruch Mitzvah. It fell down. Bezik, and then it caused damage. Shehek Adobe, how did it cause damage? Trust the knife, you know, why? Because it landed on the ground, and then somebody damaged themselves and then got tripped up by the knife. And the Gemara says, what does that carry category to fit in? Does it fit into bar? Does it fit into Aish? Where the knife trips you up? What is it? It says, no Tommy the Aish, it's not Aish. Why? Shahin Derech Leilach Lahazik. Aish is moving. The bar is stationary. Implication of the Gemara is the main factor in bar is it stationary? Yeah, Aish is moving. Anything which is not moving is already bar. Whether it's not moving, stationary, and it's not active in the breakage, or it's stationary and it is active, that doesn't matter. No, as soon as it's stationary, that's bar. That's the implication, definition of bar, stationary.
You have a bar mit gargel.
Yeah, then you have bar mit gargel, which means it just gets kicked over there, and then it's stationary over there, and then it causes damage. Whenever damage is at the time of damage, it's stationary, that's already bar. Whether it's helping the damage or it's being damaged on, that makes no difference. It's already barred by the fact that it's stationary. That's the implication of Gemara. Says the Stipler, I'll give you the biggest raya that's true. That even if, as soon as it's stationary, it's barred, even though it may be active in the damage. What's the biggest raya? According to Rav, why does Rav hold a bar Yochai for damages? What creates the damage according to Rav? Not impact. According to Rav, Shmuel held impact. The reason why bar is great swings, damaged things, is because of Hevel. What's Hevel? Hevel is...
bad gases.
Not heat. Hevel is atmosphere. The atmosphere in the bar is such a thing that it damages anything that enters into it. Yeah? That's Rav Shitta. Yeah? And that's a personal Rav, yeah? But that's Rav Shitta. What do we see for Rav? That a bar, as long as it's stationary, it's called bar, even though it may be actively involved in damaging the item. Because what does Hevel is actually actively involved in damaging the items that come in. You come into my bar, according to Rav, how does it get damaged? Because the air is actively involved of that bar which I created in damaging that item. It's not just being damaged in it, the air is damaging it. So therefore, according to Rav, as long as it's stationary, even if it's maybe involved in damaging, it's called bar.
That's by Kalim also?
Yeah.
But the avir is not part of the bar.
Yeah, it is well, but it's not just you damage me yourself on the bar. It's actually the bar which I created is involved in damaging you because the air, the atmosphere damages it. So therefore, even although it's involved in damaging, as long as it's stationary, it's called bar. That's the stipulus law. So we don't need two factors, only one factor according to this that makes a bar stationary. If so, let's get back to our car. Is our car stationary? Yeah, even though it may be involved in the actual damage process by pushing back, but it's stationary. It's stationary, it's defined as bar. If it's bar, Reuben's claiming a base of what? Bar's pot on Kalim and Karka. And therefore, whether this gate is called Kalim or Karka doesn't matter. I'm not Chayav. Because I'm a bar, okay, I'm a bar. That's what he's claiming at this moment. I have a kasha, I have a problem, I want you to help me over here. Let us look at Marmokan number 2, Tosis. How does what we just fit with Tosis? What does Tosis say? Tosis is going on the case of a mamet behemus chavera al komus chavera. I see Reuven's shah. Shimon sees Reuven's shah, and he says, "Oh, I'm going to take Reuven's shah, lead him to Levi's haystack, and make Reuven's shah eat Levi's haystack." Yeah, the shah doesn't belong to me. I'm just making sure that shah damages Levi's haystack. Who else says Yochai? Why are you chayv? So Tosin says, you're chayv mishum shem b'regel. It's like your animal, even though it wasn't your animal. But you put it there, it's like your animal. Says Tosis, Ab ein mefarish to chayv matam eish. Don't say you're chayv because it's considered eish. Dabori hazeka. Bahavikilu nosin l'shom eish, and that animal is considered like your fire. Why? The Alpha got to pot to notice some of us if they behave as Chavera. Aye, we see that there is this concept of Aish when we see that it can't be Aish because if you put poison in front of an animal, the Gemara says you're potter. So it can't be Aish. So no, Shani Hosam Mishum Dahavi Shilo Sofa. There's a special Vizera's concept. When you put poison in front of an animal, the animal shouldn't have eaten it, so he damaged himself. But in theory, it can be Aish. So what do we see from Tosis? Tosis seems to be saying that if you put poison in front of an animal, it can fit into the category of Aish. Just on the technicality, you get off because the animal caused its own downfall by eating it. But in theory, it fits in with the definitions of Aish. What's going on over there? How can it fit in the definition of Aish?
Saying why isn't it?
Do you put poison in front of the animal? And the animal picks it up and eats it and gets damaged. That's Aish. It's stationary. Stationary. Nothing's moving.
Because the food is attracting the animal.
It's stationary. Nothing's. The poison is stationary.
But it's causing the animal.
Should be bar, not Aish. Why do you call that Aish? Stationary.
Because it's attracting the animal.
Animal moves towards it.
Animal moves towards it.
It's a danger, and it's another. It's
well, every bar, the person moves towards the bar. It's called a bar.
The boars usually have a magnetic force or an aroma that's bringing people into the boar, and that's the boar doesn't normally have.
If we're saying stationary as well, why is Tosis calling the poison as
someone else put it there?
No, the boar normally doesn't. But the car is stationary.
The car
is the one that activated the eyes.
Because
the car is like the food.
Whatever it is, the sun in this case attracts the animal. It's as if it was moving like this.
Very good, Lomdus. Very good. I have to add something, but it's along the right lines.
It said, Darko Leilach Lahazik.
But it has to be moving, not stationary.
Yeah, so
stationary is
not moving. It's
not moving, yeah. But Eric is saying some Lomdus which I'm going to explain. Let's look at a Rishon, the Riaz. The Tosis Riaz. Tosis Riaz was the grandson of the Tosis Rit. Both lived in Italy. So, this Riaz is on the Gemara of that case, which says somebody throws a keli, a vase, off the roof, there's cushions underneath, and the person removes the cushion, he's potter. Yeah, he's potter. Yeah, that's the Gemara. Says the Riaz like this, from Hay. Bar Echot came along somebody, v'hniach Eben al-Gabi kindly. He did not remove the pillow. What did he do instead? He put a stone on top of the pillow. The vase is flying through the air. He did not take the pillow away, but he put a stone on top of the pillow. V'nichbat ha'kli ala Eben. And now that vase smashes on the kli and breaks. What would you think before the next word should be the halacha?
Potter,
why would you say potter?
Same as taking away the vase.
Even if it holds not the same, it's worse than that. But it's still potter, why? It should be potter.
Why should it be potter?
Because what's the Eben when you put it down?
A bar.
A bar. And the vase breaks in the bar, what's our
law?
Kaylee. So therefore it should be potter. Okay, when you move the pillow, you're not even a bar, and that's why you're potter according to the Chazon Shishwama. Yeah. But as soon as you put the stone on top of the pillow, that's a short bar. But still you should be potter because of the Chazon Shishwama. A vase breaks on a stone, it's potter, it's stationary. Says the Riaz, Chayev. You're Chayev for paying the damages then. Hamniach Ezer Evan, the one who put the stone there. Kamosha Kosu Marizame Bimudurtanina. As my grandfather said, close is written. Yeah. I said in his Mudurtanina. What's going on? What? I don't understand. You can't argue with Exerus Akosu. A bar is pot on Kalim. How can a Rishon, he's a Rishon, but how can you argue on the Exerus Akosu? It says a bar is pot on Kalim. How can you say you're a Chayim by putting the stone there? What Chayim can you get him for?
You must be saying it's an Ish somehow.
So how's it Ish? How do, is it Ish?
Exactly.
Look, a guy came and put a stone down, and afterwards, he threw something down and hit it. He threw something down and he put a stone in the way as if he threw the stone at him. Ah, it's a big chiddush, but this is what the Achronim say. They say, if you put down a bar in a situation where the item is already in movement and heading towards that bar.
Well, every walking person is like that.
No,
how far away
no,
do you have to
no,
be?
No.
5 feet away, 10 feet away, no. 20 feet away?
He's
walking, I'm walking
no.
towards the boar.
He can make always a decision to change course.
It has to be inevitable.
It has to be inevitable. He put down a bar in a situation where it's inevitable now that it will get damaged because it's already flying through the air. There's no way that you can stop that flying through the air. And you put the bar down in its way. That's not called bar. We look as if this. Even though it looks stationary, the stone, it's not stationary. We look as if you're moving it towards yourself. It's flying through the air towards the bars. If the bar's flying through the air as you put down the bar, we look as if the stone is actually moving towards the flying item. And therefore it's not called bar, as Eric says, that's called Aish.
Why don't we say the same thing when you remove the pillows?
You remove the pillows.
You said it might not even
because
be war.
It's not even bar, according to Chazanish. That's quite a. This mission is quite actually a riot in the Chazanish.
It's not even war.
Because you didn't think
like
of it.
You didn't change the ground. You didn't put something on the ground.
Yeah, that's a bit of a riot in the Chazanish from last week.
Here you're putting the stone there. It's as if you're throwing the stone. Then,
if you're throwing the stone, when you put the stone down in the line of fire, it's as if you're firing. Yes? So therefore it's called Eish, a Chiddush, but it's a Chiddush, so showing husbands, no one argues. No one says, no, not like this. Therefore, that's how the Achronim Paskin, that's Halacha. Yeah? If so, let's look at our case. What happens over here?
Gate's already moving.
What happens? The gate is moving as the car stalls. As he put the bar down, the gate's moving towards him. It's as if he's putting the stone down as the vase is flying through the air. If so, it's not defined as bar, it's defined as eish. If it's eish, you're chayven kalim. Haskin the basin, you have to pay for the broken gate, because you're not a bar, you're an eish.
What about the broken car?
Yeah. You damaged yourself. It's like saying, I took my hammer and I smashed your chair. Hey, you damaged my hammer.
Say again, why is he an Aish?
Because when you create a bar and the line of fire, something which is automatically moving, which can't be controlled, towards what you're putting down, that's not called. You're putting down something stationary, it's putting something called, you're actually putting down something motionally. You're using the motion of the item which is coming towards the bar for your hezek, so therefore we can connect the two and call it Aish.
It must be pre-existing.
Yeah? So that's...
And that's cats?
What?
That's cats. That's like an arrow.
We said that it's a moving Aish. Yeah, it's a moment. Yeah? At least. Aish Mishum Bomb and Aish Mishum Kisses. We've learned husband like both. Yeah? So it's moving. The whole definition, what we come out so far, bar is stationary. But not everything that looks stationary is called halachically stationary. When you put down something stationary in the line of fire, that's called moving. And therefore, it's no longer bar, it's called Aish. And that's how he defines it so far. So therefore, he's hired to play for the gate. And of course, he's hired for the Vada Bias. And now he gets his remote control.
On the highway.
Wait, what happened to remote control?
The one from.
Wait, what? How did he get the remote control?
What?
How does he get the remote control?
After he's paid.
Oh, he pays all the dues.
Pays the vadabais.
Pays the vadabais.
Pays the vadabais. and no, he said that he has to get the remote control immediately, but he has to pay
12 years worth.
Yeah, 12 years of other bus.
He has to pay to all the diarim that were there over the last 12 years. He can't just pay the current lot of bus. He can't just pay the current lot of bus. He has to pay all the diarim that were there for the last 12 years.
That depends whether they're minus or plus.
What do you mean?
Whether it was needed, everyone else paid more because of you. Well, no, it's just that they didn't pay more because of you. It's just that we were in minus in any case. And now we've got covering our debts.
And if he doesn't pay up, are they still chayav to give him the shalat?
Yes, but
they have a chayav to give him the shalat.
Yes,
he's a
you
pay.
Can't do it. It's an arbitration agreement. You got your chiv and your chiv, and you can't say, well, I'm not going to do mine until they do yours.
Right,
you have to do yours and yours, and if you don't, we're going to force you. And if we can't force you, you go to secular courts, and secular courts will be our shliya to force you. Yeah?
What's wrong with my time that because you didn't give me a shalat, I have a right to break the gate?
No time to break the gate.
What?
No, go to basin.
If someone puts a gate in front of my house, I'm not allowed to break it, I have to go to basin?
Yes.
It doesn't make sense. Someone locks my door with a padlock. I can't break that padlock.
Well, that's a different thing. Your door with a padlock is different. We'll discuss that case. Not now. When we get to the halachas of the Ovid Inishdin and Nafshe, taking the law into your own hands, we'll discuss what type of laws you can take
this,
the law into your hands.
No, this is not Ovid Inishdin and Nafshe.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
I'm getting to my own property.
Yeah,
you are
so
blocking
therefore
me.
I'm breaking something else which is legally there.
No, it's not that I'm entitled to...
It's legally there. It's legally there.
It's not that I'm entitled to the lock. It's not legally
yes,
there.
Yes, it is legally there. It's just you haven't got the remote control. That's the illegal thing. But the actual item is legally there. It's different from your case.
Oh, because you're saying because the gate is legally there.
The gate is legally there.
You can't
and you... Okay. Okay. So now, we've defined the bar bit. Let's move on to the next case. Two teenagers playing games one balmy night and a sun night, and they decide one of them gets hold of one of these agalas, these shopping carts, and they're playing catch. I'm not literally throwing it in the air, but rolling it to each other back and forth. He goes back 20 metres, I go back 10 metres, and we roll it and see if we can get to each other. Okay? So Reuben's rolling to Shimon, Shimon's rolling to Reuben. And they've done it already for five minutes. Shimon shouts, "Stop rolling, I'm not going to bother catching it next time." Reuben says, "Yes, you will." Reuben says, "No, I've had enough." "You will, because there's a car behind. If you don't, there's going to be damage. So you're definitely going to catch it." Shimon
sounds
says,
like
"I'm not."
Like a cold case.
Yeah, yeah, similar to that, similar to sort of psychological war going on. Yeah. So Reuben says, "Yes, you will," and he pushes it extremely hard. And Shimon, being in the way of the cart, just gets out of the way. And the cart carries on and it picks up speed and smashes into somebody's car, and they ruined the door of the car. Huge dent in the door. Now we're in Basin. Our kids will call. Yeah, the kids were identified, but the families are in Basin. And the owner of the car. The owner of the car is teenagers. Yeah. And the Shaila is, who's Chayav? Is anybody Chayav?
Somebody's
Chayav. Anybody's Chayav. Reuven, who threw the cart, Shimon, who got out of the cart. What do you believe?
Didn't we say something about, do you need two people to do a damage or some sort of tour? If you need the one to do without the other one?
That's what we discussed with when you're pulling each other's clothes. Yeah, when I'm pulling you're pulling. That's for here. The actual damage wasn't necessary by done too. Just.
Shimon had to move out of the way for the damage to happen. Shimon would have stayed there and hit him, and he would have blocked it.
Okay, so let's start with our first gemara. Omar Rabba. Zorik Kli Marosh HaGag. Yeah, this is the famous case. Throw the Kli off the Gag. By Tachta Karim Akasis, and there was underneath pillars. Ba'ach V'Solko, or Kotem V'Solko. Came somebody else and removed it. He's Potter. By Tama, Be'idda Deshadde, Pesuki Mavsike Girei. as soon as I threw off, it was nothing wrong. It was going to land on the pillows. And now somebody else removed the pillow. Okay. Can we compare it to that case?
No.
Let's try and compare it to that case. Okay. How are we going to compare it? Like this. We've got Reuven pushing the Argala. Is that going to cause damage at the time of release of the Argala?
No. Shimon's there.
Shimon's in the way.
No.
Yeah?
Well,
Shimon's like the pillow.
It's going to cause damage to Shimon at the very least.
No, he's going to catch it like he's been catching the last
That's month. If he does something proactive to stop it.
Yeah. It's not going to damage the pillow. Shimon, what does he do? Removes the pillow, so to speak, by himself. And now equates the damage. What should be the halacha? Reuven should be potter, because the time he threw it, it wasn't going to break the cup. He didn't do a meister, which is going to create ezek. Shimon should be potter, because he didn't touch the agala, just removed the pillows. So therefore, he should be also potter. And therefore, who has to be pay? The owner of the car, according to this Gemara.
I can see a difference.
No.
In the Gemara, we're talking about Kharam Uksasos. If nobody does anything, they'll just stay there. Here we're talking about a human being that's also to move. So there's nothing to say that
there's more, here it is.
Not only that.
There's a big difference there.
Yeah, what's the big difference?
Here you throw the kale in, not going to get damaged. Here you're throwing something to damage the kale in. So it's exactly the opposite.
The what?
In the case of the Gemara, you're throwing the kale in, that's going to be damaged by hitting the ground.
Very good chilip, but is it a chilip? So at the time, if the concept of the Gemara is, at the time you did your action, damage was not going to be created, and therefore even if things developed afterwards, it did damage. Now looking back, it did damage, but at the time you did it, it wasn't going to damage, you're off the hook, then take the concept over here. I pushed it, it wasn't going to create damage. So therefore, even though things change, you can't get me for things change.
Let's say instead of caramel sauces there was a cat. And the cat gets up. I'm going to be higher because there's nothing to say the cat was going to be there at the time I threw it, by the time it landed.
So what you're saying, you're saying absolutely wonderful thing. What are you saying? That there's a difference between the pillows and Shimon. Why? Because the pillow was going to be there and Shimon... Who says you would be there? Forget. Let's take it.
He said he wasn't going to be there.
He said, I'm not going to be there. At the time of throwing, you knew that it wasn't going to be there. So maybe that's worse than the case of the Gemara, where the pillar was going to be there.
Two other differences.
One
is the one I said about the four versus the H. The other one is, in the case of throwing the items potentially getting damaged or the items being thrown. Here, the shopping cart is not what we're worried about. We're worried about what the shopping cart's going to hit.
Very good, that's what Eric said. But I pointed out that if the concept, the whole concept, the general concept of the Gemara is that the time you release it, damage wasn't going to create it, so you're not liable if things change, then in both cases, we've got the common denominator. Right. Yeah? So, but is Matzis correct? Let us ask. Have we got, say, over here? No, it's not comparable to the. The pillow's going to stay there, but here Shimon even said he's going to move out of the way. So therefore, it's not comparable. Is that correct, or is even that not true? I got a raya from the Gemara. Have I got a raya from the Gemara that even that is not true? Think about the Gemara. You can even read the Gemara again. Have I got a raya from the Gemara that even what Matthias is saying that at the time he released it, the pillow was going to stay there? I got a raya, and that's also not true.
I got a raya from the Gemara.
What?
It's just even if he removed it himself.
Ah! Says the Gemara, your potter, even if you threw off the vase, and you ran down and removed the pillow, you're still potter. So it seems to be that even if there's a plan from the beginning, you know what? I'm going to damage this vase in a way I'm not going to be high now. I'm going to throw off the vase where there's a pillow, quickly run down or have a string attached to the pillow up while I'm still up there, and pull the string as it's flying through the air. So I removed the pillow, I threw off, and I had this plan from the beginning, and I knew I was going to do this, and I'm still off the hook. So if that's what the Gemara is saying, then even what Matthias is saying is not true. That even if when at the time of throwing, you even plan that it's going to be damaging, but it wasn't capable of damaging at the moment of release, it just was a plan to be damaged, then you're still going to be potter. If the concept of Gemara is at the time of the action it was not capable of being damaged, even though you plan to be damaged, you're still released, then even in our case, where Shimon warns and says, I'm not going to be here.
I still see a difference.
What do you see the difference?
Because in this case, it's totally in me. I could decide not to do anything. And if I do nothing, that pillow is going to stay there. In our case, it's not totally in me. I could decide to do nothing, and the Shimon is still going to...
You know what? I'll say a culture came from me. If already in the case where everything's totally in me, and I plan from the beginning to do it, and I actually do it, you're still off the hook.
No, because...
The culture came when there's somebody else over there. That's it. Yeah.
No, because when I threw it off, things the way they are, it's vade gonna land on the pillow. Then I move the pillow.
And now
it doesn't matter. The way things are now, it's vade gonna fall. When I toss that shopping cart, there's nothing vade because it's not totally on me. It's not up to me whether Shimon runs away or not.
Same thing with another guy pulling out the thing. It's not up to you.
So why
in this case,
button?
Too, someone else could also pull it on your pocket.
Right.
So in both cases, someone else behind your pocket might do it.
Getting back to your question last week. This is why I mean. But I was waiting till you wake up and go red in the face. No.
Why can
you have the chutzpah? Okay. You know what? From this chutzpah, we're going to see a wonderful chazanish, a chazanish in life. A chazanish definition of a character of people and his expectations of people. Yeah? And what you have to live up in life. We're going to see from this chazanish great psychological thinking. Yeah? But it has halakhic ramifications.
Why isn't the Gemara Pater like you explained before? That it's not a boar because it's a grama. Why is it the case of the Gemara Pater because it's just plain grama?
Why is the Gemara
what
coming?
What do you mean? Throwing off the roof? It's not grama. I'm doing active action of throwing the vase.
No, but it was going to land on something.
Yes, that's the truth. Even though you're doing active action, by the time you did the active action, it wasn't great damage. Even though you planned to get done, you're off the hook. So here also. Okay, so let's see the chazanish. After the brackets, at the end of the first line. The Esh, Dafilo Omer Mekodim, even if he shouts, and he says before he throws off the vase, Shi Yisalku, he says to everybody, he announced, I'm going to throw this vase, and I'm going to pull the string that removes the pillows in the middle of the air. Still, he's off the hook, he's still potter. Lo Mikki Ruach Matsuya, it's not necessarily bound to happen. Why? The Ein Onu Machzikim Yisrael Shiasa Aveira. We never, ever, at any stage, even if he says I'm going to do Aveira, think he's actually going to say, well, he says he's going to Aveira, he's for sure going to do Aveira. We never say that about a person. The Eshla Tafila Umbonu Ladomba Mitsia Sadova, neolonciously. And even if you think practicality, predictability, and in past experience you say, well, he's 90% he's going to actually do what he's going to say, he's going to remove. Mikol Mokum, no likre rishon mazik, he's not called a mazik. Tikivan Daverihi, since it's an Avera to remove that pillow, Korega Chashivi Machshova Chadosha, every second of life a human being is thinking, whether he's making decisions. And therefore maybe he'll do teshuvah and change his mind, the Salka, not change it. The Ein Kan Mitzias of in a Jew in front of you as he's a bad guy and there's no way to turn back. Every second a Jew can change his spots, can change his decisions. And we assume that a Jew is going to change his decisions and make not the right decisions.
The problem is this is the same halacha with someone who's already a Muchzak Avayim, even if he's in a Shumah, he's still gonna be a Potter.
Yeah?
But we are Machzik that he's gonna do a Veil.
No, not Machzik Avayim.
We are.
Not necessarily.
Will Rabbi Lashon Hara Machzik it?
No, he's a Baal Avera now, but maybe he'll do two Shumah. Any second? In this present he's a Veil. Future, we can never say about a Jew, future, he's a Baal Avera. A wonderful Yesod of the Chazanish, they say this also in Halacha, And he's saying, even though he's shouting and saying, I'm going to, this is what I plan, we don't actually say it's a Ruach Metsuya. We don't say it's bound to happen because we assume. Yeah, it's a human being.
The same thing
a Jew,
Shema.
Not just human, a Jew.
Same thing with Shimon.
Yeah. So therefore, if so, then even though Shimon is shouting, I'm not going to catch her, I'm going to let it roll, and I'm going to, you're going to be high for the damage of it, not me, I'm going to get out of the way. Yeah, it'd be an avera of Shimon to get out of the way, because he has the ability to stop the damage. Yes, and he's removing, so to speak, the pillows. We can say every second, even at the time of release, and he was shouting before, I'm going to get out of the way, that it wasn't clear that he was going to get out of the way. He may stop it, and therefore the release of Reuven wasn't necessarily going to cause damage, and therefore he should also be off the hook because of the same Gemara and the same logic of the Chazon Ish.
Let's say it's a case where it's not an Aveira, like he thinks the Kalim are his, but they really aren't. Would he be Potter then?
If he thinks he's not a Aveira, then we haven't got any Chazok in such a case.
But the Gemara is saying he's always Potter.
He's Potter, not when he thinks he's got, there's not a strange case like that, he thinks the Kalim is his.
So you're saying, so Chazon Ish is saying that the Gemara would not refer to a case where he thinks it's not to do.
Yeah.
Reuven is
a bit kiddish.
No, the Gemara actually talking about Potter and Chayv. If it's your own, then what do you think?
So Reuven is Potter, but he hasn't a Vera.
Yes.
Is Shimon Chayv or Potter?
Well, see, that's what we're holding at the moment. Now, we're going to finish off now. Now, we're going to finish off. At this moment in time, we're halting, is that because of this transition of Gemara, you seem to be saying that Reuven should be Potter, because at the time of release, it wasn't definitely going to happen, because even though Shimon said he's going to do it, he won't do the Avera. And therefore, the time of release, it wasn't.
Reuven is not assumed Shimon is not going to
do it. Correct. That's assuming that Shimon's not going to do the Avera. Yeah. It's a culture game for myself, when I'm myself saying I'm going to do the Avera, you can assume you're not going to necessarily do the Avera and change your mind. Yeah? Okay. So, Shimon's for sure off the hook, because he's no worse than removing the pillow. That's not Shaila.
What Avera is Shimon doing? Yeah.
Well, Shimon's removing the pillow. Moving the
but if I'm the pillow, why am I mechuyev to be a pillow?
You're mechuyev to be a pillow if you can stop damage, correct? Yes. Yeah. Now, I'm going to now say one thing. Yeah? Is this absolute clear-cut comparison? We've cut down all your suggestions why it's not a comparison. We've got one more difference between the two cases, and it was mentioned earlier and it's been forgotten about at the moment. Now bring it back.
H versus poor.
Eric said it earlier.
The object that's moving versus the object that's being hit.
Correct. There's a fundamental difference from the case of the Gemara and our case, which Eric pointed out, and that makes the big difference. The case of the Gemara, I'm throwing off off a vase, it's going to land safely on a pillow. Yeah. Our case, I'm throwing an agala in the line of a pillow, and somebody removes the pillow, and the cart goes and smashes into
something else.
Yeah. Makes a big difference. Why does it make a difference?
Because there are mazik b'yadayim.
Makes a big difference. Why is it a difference?
The mazik b'yadayim. It's not a grama. It's not a bore.
That's what changes it from bore to ish.
It makes the definition of what you're doing very different. I'm throwing off a vase where there's going to be pillows. What is that called?
Bore.
No, but what's it called? I'm doing throwing a vase where there's
nothing.
Pillows.
Nothing.
Nothing.
I'm enjoying
nothing.
Nothing's gonna happen.
I'm throwing a arrow where there's a shield in the way. What am I doing?
Throwing a dangerous object.
Yeah.
Throwing something dangerous.
It's throwing something dangerous, and you hope there's a shield in the way.
It's like the guy who threw the stone to hit the bottle but missed and it went through.
Correct. Yeah. So therefore, when you're throwing, by definition, something dangerous, yes, you've done something dangerous. You're hoping that there's a shield in the way to stop that danger, yeah? And that shield gets taken away. You can't say, well, what I did at the beginning was nothing. You did something dangerous, yes? And you assumed that it won't actually create damage. In the end of the day, it did create damage. we're not reinterpreting your action. In the case of the Gemara, we're saying you did nothing because there was a pillow, and now taking away the pillow, oh, now we see backwards that you did something. Okay? Here we're saying you, it's always dangerous. It's just there was a shield. It's just a shield in the way that was going to get you off the hook. The shield was taken away. It didn't get you off the hook. You made the wrong calculation at the end. So please think about it to next week. But no, that is the bottom line.
That's the Which bottom line?
He was Reuven's chayv.
For what? Reuven's
chayv for damaging the car.
As what?
Ultimate mazik. He did an action of a mazik. Because he helped, he thought the shield was in the way. In the end, there was no shield in the way. It was taken away.
But still, so it only sucks. It's not a Vadai Mazik then. It's not Vadai going to happen.
He was doing Vadai Mazik with the protection.
If you throw a stone at the window over there, it might miss.
It might miss.
And if it doesn't miss, you're not chayav because it might miss.
So therefore, you are chayav. I'll give you an example which everyone can live without on Shabbos. No one suggests on Shabbos that when you open the fridge gets opened by mistake and the light's on, that I got a simple eitzah. You know, no other postman says, get your son to stand in front of the door so that if I push the door, it's not going to close because it's going to hit my son. Yeah.
And then he can jump out.
And then they jump out of the way. I didn't close the fridge. No one suggests that as an eitz of being able to deal with the problem of having a fridge open on Shabbos. The reason being is that it's not an eitz. You're closing the door. Just at the time when you're closing it, you thought, there was a mitzvah or something in the way which you couldn't prevent the closing. It didn't. So therefore, at the end of the day, you did close it. So here also, you threw in something dangerous, and you're hoping that the danger would be stopped, and it wasn't. So therefore, at the end of the day, you did throw damage. And that's the same type of thing. It's a shame that we can carry on.
It's not really entirely fair to compare it to Shabbos, though.